Blog Talk Radio.
I got Bill from Indiana on the line. This is Patriot Family Show, Patriot Family Chat. Welcome, everyone. Lonnie, the guest, yo, Bill, of course. Go to the website, patriotfamilies.com, families with a YS. How are you doing today, sir?
I'm doing fine. How are you? Can you hear me?
Yes. So far, we're good.
I'm sitting here on speakerphone. I got Mr. Chad sitting here beside me. Hello.
Yay. Hey, Chad.
And we're ready to go.
Okay.
I got little Pez in the chat room there,
yep.
Lonnie, and my good friends, Linda. I'm not sure who the guest is. I want to welcome them.
Absolutely.
I picked a pretty serious topic to me tonight.
Go ahead.
And it's as I look around and I see all the things being used or brought against Christianity in this nation and around the globe.
Yep.
I don't hear a thing out of my government about the horror for Christians in Egypt from the Muslim Brotherhood, who Obama seems to want to support. They're our enemies. And
right.
As an American, I'm getting tired of funding and arming our enemies.
Absolutely.
I'm tired
you're not
of gonna attacking my religion. You don't go after the Muslims for their anti-gay beliefs. You don't have the courage to do that. You want to pick on the Christians. Many people have this idea that a Christian will be totally passive and you can just run them over and into the ground in a mock. But if you read the book and knew the history, you'd know that ain't true.
That's correct. You're not going to hear anything from...
You're pushing. They're pushing.
I know. I know they are.
Look. The gay agenda, which to go after the Christian churches now. Before long, they'll be calling Christianity a hate crime.
Oh, they've already done that. Janet Napolitano did that before she left DHS.
Crap. Well, I'm going to get charged then. the transgender crap with kids and stuff. They haven't tried that around here yet, but when they do, I don't think it's going to go over that well.
I know. You want to hear what I didn't get to do a whole explanation yesterday, but I'll go ahead and do it now briefly. It was on, I'm pretty sure it was Fox News because I don't listen to CNN. So there was a gal out of California, started the referendum because we have that referendum here. We can put it to the voters because all those schmucks up in Sacramento and Jerry Brown, he's a fag also, like we have in the White House, you know, and they're all on parade. I think that it's part of the old Communist Manifesto is to get as many of them in as they could, and they've done it. So they're starting a referendum to put this up to the voters, and as soon as they get the signatures they need, they can put it on a ballot, and the parents and all the people who never got to know that this was even going on up there in Sacramento can vote it out, vote it down.
That's a good thing.
Yeah, you've got less than 2% of the population of this entire nation, and whatever doesn't matter where you are, it's still less than 2% of any number of these homos ruling the roost and doing their lobbying and their screaming and their tantrum throwing, just like, you know, the occupiers, and they're pushing their agenda on everybody else. It's time to push back. This is ridiculous. And
that's
the same thing with
that's where I have my problem. They're trying to force this down everybody else's throat.
I know.
They're less than 3% of the population. If they want to dominate the other 97%.
I know. Well, they're doing
Christians in general wouldn't mess with these people.
Look.
But you know, if you want to look at the Muslims' reaction to these kind of people, look what they do to them in Iran.
Oh my God. Or Egypt. Or
yeah.
Or Syria.
And these people
or
are supporting
North Africa.
They are supporting a government that is catering to people who will behead them.
Oh my God. They'll either bury them up to their necks and stone them or worse. I mean,
years ago, I had a younger cousin, and people were wondering about that person. Me, I went straight to the woman's mother and the mother, and I said, I asked the mother. The mother told me the truth about the person. Yes, they were gay. And did that change anything? I said, it does not stop me from loving her, even though I don't condone it. It does not stop me from loving her. And there is always hope as long as she is breathing.
Right, right. I mean, look.
That is my answer to it.
They're doing the same thing with the Christianity around the globe, and especially here in this country since our evil Muslim Marxist Fagala took office in 2008, because he was trying, the very first thing he did before he even uttered the words healthcare, nationalizing, he wanted to have a federal mandate and a law passed by Congress for anti-hate speech. And he was going to target everybody, including gays. He was going to target all this crap under the guise of bullying. He was going to deal with Muslims and all the rest of it and target the First Amendment right off the bat. When he pulled that number is when I started likening him to Hitler.
Yeah.
Because that's where, it, you know, that was one of the things. If you go and read history, you'll see the similarities of every one of those despots who've done these things.
I would consider the word tax or taxation a bullying word.
Well, yeah, I know. It's plunder.
I charge your government.
I know.
We have a
government. I agree.
Both sides of the aisle have betrayed the American public in the whole situation we're going through. This debt did not get totally ran up under one guy.
No.
These things and extra laws that they get passed have been passed the last 20 years were not done by one person.
Nope.
They were done by a collective group from both aisles, sides of the aisle.
Well,
and
look.
Lieberman's no more an independent than I'm king of Russia.
He's a joke. Look, we could go through the, you know, we should make a brand new list. It would take up, you know, a half of a 500-page book right now to make a list of all these schmucks in Congress, which would be all 535 of them. I mean, it's easier to make the list of those who are actually on our side, like Cruz and Mike Lee and maybe Rand Paul. But, I mean, everybody else is turning on us. I think Louis Gohmert's with us. I think that Trey Gowdy's with us and a few others. Steve Stockman sounds good. there's a few, you know, Paul Brown and Justin Amash and Jason Chaffetz. But, man, there's a whole S-load who ain't with us. You know that. We're on our own.
Yeah, we're supposed to have freedom of religion. But all I see is constant attacks from abortionists,
yep,
from the left, from the Muslims in this country, and the Muslim lovers like Keith Ellison.
And, oh, my God.
All these people, California and the
gender bender laws?
All of these things. Constantly attacks and threats. Oregon threatening to, if you don't support homosexuality, you lose your tax status, your tax-free status.
That will be churches.
Threats like that. They're trying to alter and stamp out the Christian religion stealthily from almost every angle.
Well, I think it was just recently in Egypt, and these areas, especially Egypt right now, because it's completely on fire, they are burning churches left and right, and it's up to 50 right now. It's horrible.
And it's the Muslims.
It's the Muslim Brotherhood doing it.
Right. They're the very extreme people.
And you hear nothing out of our government about it, do you?
Oh, no. No, you're not going to, because it doesn't fit their agenda, and you will not hear it from the traitorous media. The media are bought and paid for treasonous.
I was glad to hear, not that I'm a fan of Saudi Arabia, but I was glad to hear that Saudi Arabia said they would keep financing the leadership, the military leadership and stuff in Egypt right now. The fact it turns my stomach that people aren't aware that your government is trying to side with terrorists.
With the MB, yeah.
Enemies, Al-Qaeda. And all these others are sworn enemies. They are arming them. They are giving them billions of dollars.
True.
That is treason.
And
that is betrayal of the highest level.
I don't know how to stop it, you know, because they're all still walking around breathing and playing golf. I can't fix that. I wish I could, but I can't. Oh, Lord. I know.
I don't think we can fix it in normal channels and stuff. I've been watching Mark Levin, and I'm a friend of Mark Levin's, and I like some of his ideology on the amendment thing, but I don't know that we can do that either.
Well, here's the thing.
I think it's got so far, we have sat back on our haunches and let the other side build up so powerful right now that there's only one way that I can see out, and it scares me to death to think that we're on that kind of a brink.
I know we are. I agree with you. I think that it's gonna be bad. Now, if it doesn't happen, I mean, I don't know, because it's gonna take these guys. They have a new one. I just went and checked it out. There was really nothing to sign, but there was areas where you could join and you could volunteer to do things in your own state. But it's called conventionofstates.com, and it's talking about that Article 5 thing. And if they get the 34 states, they can do it. It would be a convention of the states, not a constitutional convention, a convention of the states to amend the Constitution and just forget about the other three branches, because we don't need them. If you use it, you don't need them. And I applaud it. I think it's a great idea. Now, whether or not we have enough time, I certainly don't believe we do, because of what I'm hearing on every front, every blog, every website, everybody from Ron to you guys to, you know, everything I've seen in just even Patriot Depot, Cowboy Bite, all these conservative bloggings talking about the financial system. There's no way to prop it up anymore. I mean, look what's going on. It's crazy. It's scary. Other people are talking about, even in my own family, people I never dreamed that would come around to my way of thinking are buying silver like crazy. So they know.
Our dollar of money is worthless.
It's going to be.
And they're just now talking about how much money we owe the Fed. And the truth is, all this time when they've been attacking China for our debt to China, what we owe China has always been a smidgen of what we owed the Fed.
Well, here's the thing. This is the
evil
part.
They've got a Ponzi scheme going on.
Yes.
And we're all part of it.
Yep. Now, I'm right halfway in between, halfway through that book, Jekyll Island, which is amazing, and I'm glad you read it, too. I know that Ron did many years ago, and when he started learning. And so, you know, it's just it's amazing what's going on, and the what they've done to our system and what they've done to the currency, and it can't last. There's no gold backing anything up. And everybody's going to try to skirt around. I mean, Russia and China have been buying oil with gold, and they've been stockpiling gold. Everybody knows it. Nobody's talking about it, just like they don't, you know, they don't talk about anything they don't want to talk about.
These people who are foolish enough to buy gold and only have it really on paper, that they own it, that's stupid. They're going to get the biggest surprise, because there's been more gold sold than there is gold.
Oh, it's there. Yeah, there's no, especially like when Ron talks about failure to deliver, or FTDs, that's what they're talking about. They can't deliver the commodity. They can't deliver the silver or the gold. They can't cash in on these gold certificates because there's nothing to back it up. It's paper. You know, it's
well,
this is what.
Did you ever think that a lot of this attack against Christianity was also a monetary thing? Do you know how
it
much money is given to churches around the Christian churches around the globe yearly?
No.
It's got to be an astounding number. Think about it.
Right, right. That's true.
And if you take that money and take it away from the churches and give it to the government,
ugh.
You see what I'm saying?
Well, that's why they.
That's why they're trying to lead you to worship the government. Then you'll give your tithes to the government.
Well, here's the thing. They can steal all they want. You know, that none of these debts are ever going to be paid, Bill. You know it. The Fed knows it. They can just print it. The whole thing is
no
just
way.
Evil.
That $16.9 trillion debt, or whatever you look at, is actually around $78, $79 trillion.
I'll bet it's higher than that.
Oh, yeah, it is. And because there's so much stuff that's not included in that figure when you look at that
right.
debt clock. But you can see they're here arguing about running the debt up to $20 trillion. And if you go ahead and forward the debt clock in the top right-hand corner to 2016,
right.
you'll see there it's already going to be $23 trillion by then.
Again,
so you see that they're playing a game and scamming, playing game on us.
Well, here's
until
what...
that debt clock stops and starts to spin the other direction, we have a major problem.
And you know when that's going to be? It's when the first bombs drop.
Never, as long as these elected we have around this nation are in charge.
Right.
I mean, when the first big bomb gets dropped, that'll cease to exist. All of it will cease. And if the financial collapse comes, everything's going to be erased. There's nothing to pay with. The whole thing is phony. It's ridiculous. It's a very sick joke, and we're at the butt of it. You know what I mean? We're at the real short end of it. And
well,
I think
that's what they want. They have other plans to go along with all that stuff, Linda.
Oh,
but that's part of their plan.
Did you find out any more about your
reduce the population to a controllable population?
Oh, I know.
They want everybody to be basically. It's okay that 3 plus 4 equals 11.
Ugh.
Like hell it is.
Or 3 times 4. Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
I know. It's sick.
I don't.
No,
it blows my mind. I'm sitting here with my grandson just a little bit ago. He's, what is he, 12?
Mm.
And I'm watching him work, and he's doing it without a calculator, without a computer. He's doing algebra.
Yeah.
I'm proud of him. And,
good.
And he said something, and I said, well, grandson, in my day, we didn't have computers and calculators. Our computer and calculator was in between our ears.
And the pencil and paper.
The only reason that isn't true today is because everybody got lazy. The
yes.
more technology advances us, the lazier we get.
Well, it's quite a shame, because by the time, okay, when I was growing up, and you know, you're not that far behind me, but when you deal with what we had and what we didn't have, there were no pocket calculators like today. We had the old adding machines, even when I was, you know, in 1972. So, and that was as bank tellers, we didn't have computers. There was no such thing. And we were able to, and once we got the calculators, we already knew how to do it on longhand, on paper and pencil. So So all the calculator was for us is a nice little tool to aid us to do it quicker. That's all it was. We could still do it the old-fashioned way, which makes perfect sense because then we really knew it. We really understood it. And you understood the basics of it, the premise of it, and the mathematical science of it, if that makes sense. Because it is.
Yeah.
It's a universal tool. Music and math is the same thing. That's what notes are. I mean, it's all mathematical. That's why it's universal. Both of them are. Does that make
anything? Everything is mathematical. When it's put into context, everything is
be
mathematical.
Blessed, yo. Oh, she's gone. Darn it. Go ahead. Oh, I know. That's true.
Where we have the problem is this government thinks they can curtail a person's desire. Because in my mind, it's a person's desire that leads them to push themselves a little harder and a little farther and to be, just push themselves to be successful, to get ahead and things. And somehow our government thinks they can take this desire and control it.
Well, because they're in the ancient school of the philosopher kings of Plato's Republic. They think that they're gods. They think they're smarter than we are. They look upon us like we're little, amoebas with no brains and no souls. They're evil, and they think they're going to rule us and they can rule us in any manner and fashion they wish, just like Stalin and Mao Zedong did. Well, I got news for them. They can't do it without taking our guns, and we're going to put up a hell of a fight. Everybody on Facebook that's on my wall, that posts to my wall, they're ready. I've got people calling me on the phone that I just hooked up with in California, which is Revolution California site, and they're all joining militias.
They're in the wrong place. You guys need to get out of California.
I know. I'm right now. I can't do it. So I, just got to stay here for a bit and get better trained and do what I can do.
You need to learn how to fly one of those little ultralights, lady.
Yeah, I need to figure out how to fly a Cessna
that would
or
be
something.
Cool.
Yeah, so I can get out for real when I need to bug out. Exactly.
We got to all be real. When it hits, it's going to hit in major cities.
I know.
It would be too hard to hit it in the rural areas first because then the cities would block off and you wouldn't be able to get into them.
Well, that's true.
So,
I think.
So they're going to go after the bigger cities first, and they'll do that with stuff. But a panic in this country, any kind of major problem.
It's going to be a mess.
The way you look at what's happened with the crops across the country this year.
I know.
Fires, the floods, and stuff like that. Come this fall, this winter, I'm about saying we're going to see a big jump in food prices.
Oh,
and,
yeah, I think you're going to.
And
huge.
With what's going on in Egypt and stuff, we're liable to see a big jump in gas prices.
Huge. Absolutely huge. Everybody that's in my age group and people.
We've already been promised a huge jump in electric prices.
Oh, it's not going to be fun. And then when the dollar goes away, oh, my God.
All we see is more money coming that they're going to need from the taxpayers to pay for their ignorance.
But no
that's
one's going to have it.
Because of all, when you look at it.
I know.
I believe
there's
our
not
founders,
be...
when they, I believe our founders, when they said the only reason that there should be a tax is for defense, understood that once we let the government start creating taxes, there was no end to that because they were all a bunch of fools out for themselves who just wanted to spend somebody else's money. Hence, we have the debt that we have.
Well, the debt is caused because it's a dishonest system. You can't, like Ron says, you can't pay debt with debt. You know, the whole thing is so upside down.
When the national debt hit $1 million the first time, somebody should have been throwing a fit right then.
Yep. I know. And who knows what's going to happen with Egypt? I know, except we have Lurch Carey going out and water skiing, and we have the schmuck in chief is running around playing golf, doesn't give a rat's behind about anything except his own pleasure.
You mentioned Lurch Carey, didn't he just rehire or whatever the same people that got terminated after Benghazi?
I haven't read anything
Isn't
on this because
amazing?
I know.
Well, he did. There was a couple people that were relieved of duty because of Benghazi. Well, now they've got new jobs within the government, thanks to John Kerry.
Yeah, I've got it says the new headline says Pentagon forces you to pay bonus leave for same-sex weddings. We're completely upside down. The one that I got, oh, I sent you that one from Jeff. There was several of them today, and it said a California GOP surrenders to La Raza and Democrat Party and now supports full amnesty with citizenship and voting for illegals, and that would be in California. So it says,
Nationally, the numbers are against any kind of amnesty.
I know. But California's crazy. Political suicide.
California is modern day Sodom. In New York,
exactly.
It's Gomorrah.
Oh, I know it is. I know. I mean, it's absolutely astounding what's going on. Let me see if I can get the other one. There was a whole bunch today. There was this huge one on, it's called the regulatory state because of the idiot. It has expanded so badly in just in the last 3.5 years with all these new ones, and with the Obamacare, it's just going to kill us with the EPA and the Energy Department of Energy and the rest of it, and we're a mess. It's terrifying what's happening, and I had a conversation with Egypt is backed by Saudi money, the House of Saud. And they're funding the good guys, I guess, the people, and then we're funding the MB, of course, because we've how many Muslim Brotherhood people do we have in the White House already in the cabinet, in the regulatory positions or advisory positions?
Oh my
how many?
Gosh!
There's like 8 of them from what I saw.
We've got them in our Homeland Security at high level clearances. We've got them in
sick.
Obama's administration in many areas, and they've always got a high-level clearance and got Robert Ludlum could not have wrote a more conspiratorial book than what we're living through in our nation at this time.
Right. Well, here's the thing. We got him in the Congress, too. There's Keith Ellison. We know him. And then there was somebody, what was
Andre
he? Department.
Carson.
Yeah, and
Andre
that...
Carson.
And then there was another one. I can't remember his name. He looks like a white guy, but he's very Muslim Brotherhood supporter, and he's in a high level. We've got Valerie Jarrett, who's wasn't she Iranian connected somehow?
She's Iranian.
And then we got Anthony Weiner's wife Uma, and she was connected at the hip with Hildebeest as when she was Secretary of State. She's her mother's MB. All the way. So it's just evil what's going on.
And
we've
got around, it just goes on and on and on. The list goes on and on and on around out through there.
And there was another article I read, and I can't remember who wrote it, but they were just up in arms because what they're trying to do with our military and succeeding is they're trying to eliminate chaplains altogether in the military, not just get atheist chaplains, which some folks have finally spoken out and put the kibosh on. People just need to stand up, Bill, because that's the only thing that they understand is en masse, constant screaming and constant letter writing and emailing and phone calls to their offices. It's ridiculous what's going on.
Right, and like right now, they got this break, and they would normally be having town halls.
Yep.
But there are a lot of them that are skipping the town halls.
Yeah,
they're holding very few of them.
Yep, my guy, I should not have
who can get into the town hall meeting.
It's not right. Absolutely not right. Oh, I know. I know there's I think it's Thursday they're having one. I might not be able to go because it's all the way in Fallbrook, but I think his name's Duncan Hunter. He's moderately good on the Republican side. He's doing a town hall, and a lot of the kids from Ramona and from Vista and Tri-City are going to be going up, getting into that. So hopefully there'll be plenty of people. I think my buddy Jeff Schwilk, who has been very active, and he's looking at this stuff. He's ready to tear his hair out. He's been fighting against the amnesty and illegal stuff forever. And I sent two of the emails from him today on to you and your email stuff, because it's just, it's blatant. It's a mess. And California's right on the brink of just falling off into the ocean. Believe me, it really is. So with all the stuff they've done and what they're planning on doing, and of course, Jerry Brown's ticked off because the court put the kibosh on some of his high-speed rail stuff. And I can't remember how they came to the conclusion, probably some phony nonsense about the EPA or some what do they call those things, environmental reports and stuff, and stupid things they have to jump through hoops to do. It's crazy. It's completely loony. It's upside down. The world is, and then because of money, when you follow the money trail, like Glenn was talking about today, where the parents of this young boy and the teacher that molested, and it was a male teacher, and then these other teachers were standing up and supported this pedophile, and so the parents were ticked off, and one of the five or six teachers doing that, you know, to be fired, and they have made the decision that that's not going to happen, that they're going to keep their jobs. So people are starting to see what's happening, and they're finally getting a glimpse behind the mask of this evil stuff, because masks are coming off.
We've all seen that movie about the guy who's not going to take it anymore.
Yeah. That, oh, yeah.
And that's
hanging
where
out
we're at,
window.
America. That's where we're at. We're at that point where we should be opening up our windows. We should be rolling down our car windows when we're driving out through, and we should be screaming, we're not going to take this crap anymore.
I know.
You're not going to turn our country into some crap pile. And you're not God. You're not a dictator. You're not a ruler. You are an employee.
Well, here's the problem with when they say that they're public servants. Well, they're supposed to serve us. All they're doing is servicing us like a bull services a cow, and you know what that means. That's what they're doing. Mm-hmm. So this is what we're up against, and we've got to start screaming. I mean, I do the best I can. I get I think he was trying to say powder, not power. There you go. Good one. Rod says powder and shot ready. Yeah, we've got to do all that. Because there's a lot of preparation that needs to be done, and I am very underprepared at this point. I'm still kind of dealing with some issues medically, so I'm going to get myself well and then jam it outside and get some stuff put together that I can use for barter, and also figure out where I'm going to go if I need to take off and get out of here just for an interim time, you know, to hide. I don't know how I'm going to do it yet, but
that's what we all got to do, because even myself, I know that eventually they're going to send in some pretty heavy stuff trying to find people and everything.
Yep.
So that means I got to get further and deeper and further and deeper.
Now, did you find anything more on the property that you were looking at?
At the moment, I'm understanding that a guy's cousin is looking at buying it, but if they don't buy it, we're the next ones they're going to talk to.
Okay.
And Chad and I have talked that we were going to go out and look around some more and look for...
Yeah.
We're going to go a little bit deeper.
Oh, wow. You're going to bury me if I get out of here.
I'm just trying to give us the best chance we can have.
Oh, I know. Oh, I agree. It's pretty nuts. Did you guys do any investigation on that camp you guys came across?
Yeah, you can't get near that sucker.
I'll bet. No cameras,
huh? It's got electronic surveillance. It's got guards. They are having an open house over there coming up here. We planned on going to it over there, but we didn't know if they'd let us anywhere near there. We haven't heard their story on it all.
Mm.
But we have noticed on the gun ranges down here below us the last 4 days there, from Thursday till Sunday, late Sunday afternoon, it was like solid gunshots all day long by this law enforcement down here. And some of the things they were firing were not things that you would think law enforcement would even need.
Oh, I know. They're militarizing all of our people, all of the local sheriffs and police departments. It's evil. I know what they're doing. And everybody like you and me and others are aware of it. And that's why these people are serious. And I keep getting emails to go up to Castaic. That's a long drive for me, so I'm not going to make it at this point. But once they start doing something a little closer to home, I will be going to the meetings.
If they had a half a brain and they had actually looked into any of Agenda 21, which takes in every aspect of what this entire government and the last several governments quite a ways back have been doing from both sides of the aisle, is establishing a total power where there is no freedom. The government is in control of what you can
do. It's exactly the way they have to live in North Korea right now. It's exactly
the way this country is supposed to be.
Oh, I agree with you. And I've had conversations.
We had an American culture.
Yep.
Wrong or right, we had an American culture. Well, they wanted to alter the entire culture to fit a small percentage of eggheads.
Yep.
I don't know other better term to describe these people who somehow think that they are philosophically imperial to others.
Oh, I know. Superior as well.
Some
these
ideologies.
Well,
Arita Linsky and I wonder why wasn't this guy locked up in the nut house, because he was obviously a nut.
Yeah, pretty crazy. I don't know. I don't know if he did jail time at any time. He might. He may have. I know that Hitler was thrown in jail because he was trying to do a putsch too early and it failed. That's when he wrote Mein Kampf. Look. We know what they're doing. It's evil. The Agenda 21 goes deep, and it's just insidious. And I know that there would be no freedom. It would be like being a kulak in the Ukraine and or some poor schlub out in North Korea, and you would be shackled, and you would have nothing, absolutely nothing. It's awful.
If you've noticed in the last few days, you've probably seen an article on the web about than being able to come into your home and do a home inspection through the health care bill.
Oh, I've seen it. Well, there was certain criteria.
It kills me because this is hitting all of a sudden like it's something new that was just discovered. And
yep.
In 2008, I remember a whole lot of us were screaming about this then. And still nobody read this damn bill. It's not a law.
2,700 pages.
Why can't they figure out that they can come in there and tell you what you can and can't teach your children? And
I know.
How you're supposed to raise your children and all this and that. Wait till they figure all these things out. I would have thought by now these 525, whatever, 35, whatever there is of them, that some of them would have actually read this damn law by now.
There's only a handful have done it, and there was one lady, I think she was on Hannity's show a couple weeks ago, and they had a complete discussion. They had Deneen Borelli and a few others sitting at this group. I think Michelle Malkin was there and a couple other pundits and stuff, and Fox News contributors talking about this evil healthcare thing, and this woman was holding the bill in her hands, and she held it up, and apparently she's been working out at the gym so she could do it because it's ridiculous. It's like almost a foot deep. It's huge. And she says, I read every dang word of it. And she says, don't tell me that I don't know what's in this. She's got bookmarks and everything. Yeah. And she was very, very articulate, and she put some people in their places. Although there are some people that are so stupid and indoctrinated and brainwashed, they'll never understand it. They refuse because no amount of facts will penetrate their skulls. It's impossible. That's who they are. They're nuts. And it makes me crazy. So
there's so much that drives me crazy because it's so obvious, and you got to wonder just how stupid are these people that we elect? Or really, do these people think that we are all that stupid that they're fooling us by this? I got a congressman who runs back and forth to D.C., he takes every photo op he can grab, and he tries to bring pork spending money back to here. And I just assume he'd keep his ass in D.C. and never come back here, because that's not what we sent him there to do.
Oh, I know. I agree with
there
you.
To look out for our best interests. And when I look around this nation and I see the Mike Lees and the Rand Pauls and the Ted Cruzes and many others standing up for what's right, trying to stand up for our Constitution and things like this, and I look at Todd Young and I realize Todd has no clue.
Wow. I know. In fact, well, we can look. I don't even look at my people like Boxer and Feinstein and Pelosi and Waters. I mean, my God, they're just evil and crazy. You cannot reason with those people. You know, Franken Feinstein just came out the other day, and she wants to make sure that that she wants to decide and Congress to decide who's a journalist and who isn't, who gets to have their First Amendment rights protected. That woman is insane. She is an old – she and the rest of them, I'm envisioning big rubber rooms with lots of straitjackets. And I don't care what color the straitjackets are. All of them should be in them, in these rooms. I mean, I'm not kidding. I can't even fathom that these people – they must have like four or five people to help them get dressed in the morning, because that's how dumb I think they are. So they can just go ahead and think I'm stupid. Well, I'd love to see them face to face. Then I probably would wind up in jail, because I'd tell them exactly what I'm thinking.
No, we would be better, so much better off if they would quit trying to take our money to help other people and let us help other people ourselves.
That's the original intent of this country.
And if people understood that, they would know it. Linda,
you know
how it is where I. You know how it is where I'm at.
Right.
Lonnie knows how it is where I am at. Around this area. Most people, your family looks out for you, your friends look out for you, you look out for them. And that's
right.
Just how it is. You know?
Well, you know, look. It's been
that way for generations.
That's true. And the other thing is, I believe that I know I sent this to all of you guys that I could get on my emails. The New York boat lift, did you get that video where they all came together within like look, just seconds, all those boats came to help at 9/11 on that waterway in Manhattan and took those people off that island. I mean, this is who we really are, Bill. This is America. This is what it used to be and what it still is. When you got something that big, they will pull together, and nobody cares what they have after their names. Nobody cares how they're registered to vote. They don't care skin color. They don't care last names. They don't care nothing. They're helping. It was amazing. I mean, I sent it to my cousin Lori here in Lancaster, and she wrote back to me, and she says, oh, thank you so much for sending it. She says, I was crying, laughing, and screaming for joy all at the same time. And, you know, this is – and I believe that there are places, even in California, where these things happen, Bill, because I see it in my own neighborhood. You know, if I ask Sue for something, if I'm not feeling well, she'll be right there. It may take her a day or something to get down here, but she'll take all the trash, water the lawn, make sure that my mom's taken to the store, whatever. We do look out for our own, because these people that I live around are of the generation that remembers these things and the values and have read history and have seen things and have had husbands fighting in wars and stuff. So, yeah. We have it here too. It's just if we could just get them to wrap their heads around those stupid things where they put the brackets around the R and the D. If we could just get them to understand, it doesn't matter.
If we could get them to keep their nose out of people's businesses and stuff, out of people's affairs and stuff. Nobody is more divided, uses the races, gender.
I know.
Or anything else more as a dividing tool than the current government.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I'm not just talking about under Obama. I mean the last 40, 50 years.
Oh, well, that's definitely...
Use the people as a weapon against each other, and to do such a thing, you must divide them any way you can divide them.
Right.
And that's
because...
what they are trying to do.
Because they don't want to lose their power, and they don't want the status quo to go away, or they would be out in the street, you know, trying to hitch a ride with Al Sharpton to the poorhouse.
Yeah.
You know, and that, you know,
the worst thing that can happen to them, Linda, is we all come together.
Yep. Yep. Absolutely.
And we all take everybody turns their eyes and looks dead at them, because we know they are the problem.
It's starting. It already has started. I'm seeing it in San Diego. You should see how huge it was when with Filner. We have Filthy Filner. You know, he's refusing to resign, and they had this huge first day petition drive to get the signatures to recall him because he will not resign. He's going to put everybody through this nonsense for the next 30 days to get the signatures and all this stuff. And so there was a huge turnout. There was like 30 or 40 people all around town. People were helping them volunteer, printing stuff out, bringing it from their workplace so they could have more signature places to sign. It was amazing. So what happened was this referendum drove the idiot mayor on Monday, yesterday, to go into a closed meeting with the city attorney, Jan Goldsmith, I think his name is. Anyway, and Gloria Allred and probably Filner's attorney, and they were hammering out some kind of deal, but I don't think they came to any conclusions because this clown is such a freak. He will not resign, but we're gonna get the referendum. We're gonna get the deal all together, and he's forcing us to have him recalled. And there are people of every stripe. Nobody cares. It doesn't matter if you're in the jurisdiction where you can vote for that mayor. Then you can sign, and you're registered to vote in that area, man, you can sign it. It's amazing. There are people from Ramona. There's people from everywhere coming out and helping.
But what amazes me is the fools, the sick people that are taking up for him.
They had a huge thing on that. Mike Slater had it. There was a huge deal downtown. I think it was in front of City Hall. There was only 50 people, and they probably bust them in. They were SEIU people, and they were the dumbest posts I've ever heard speak in my life. It was astounding, and I'm so glad they only got 50 of them. I'll bet they paid them to be there.
Now you want me to tell you the bad thing about that? Because that's probably 50 of the people that's going to be in charge of the healthcare navigation.
Oh, God. Yeah, well, you know what? Look, how many delays have they put out? They put 2014 and 2015, right? Or actually 2015, they put the delays for the...
41 delays of 82 things. So
yeah.
50% of Obamacare has been delayed in 2 years, 3 years here by them.
Right, and here's the thing. I don't think we have till 2015. I think that all this is going to unravel because that video that I sent you on Facebook and you shared the link about the FEMA camps and the preparations, and they're talking about September 29th, and they're talking about October whatever, the October surprise, and the collapse is coming, and they're preparing for this stuff. I mean, I've heard this from everybody, from Mike from the hot seat, Ron Constitution Hour, everybody. Everything that you can go.
I got a prediction. September 11th. There won't be no million Muslim march.
No.
But what
you're
going to see, I think what you are going to see on September 11th is over 2 million motorcycles roll into Washington, D.C.
Oh, I hope so. Oh, and guess who's my money's on those guys. You bet. Absolutely. Oh, I'm telling you.
If 2 million people make an attempt, it'll end up being 5 million.
It's unbelievable. I mean, there's a whole bunch of folks that were talking about going there from the East Coast and literally supporting the bikers, et cetera, and just showing up as regular, Christian folk that have had it with the peaceful religion of Islam, right? And, they were talking about bringing their little tiny Coleman stoves and a whole bunch of bacon to fry so they could offend somebody. It was funny. It should be quite interesting. We don't know.
Oh, no, it's a hate crime. I love the smell of bacon.
Oh, you know the one that – I don't know. I'm sure you guys saw that YouTube video with Anne Barnhart about 3 years ago, and she had the Quran, and she was burning the pages. But before she did, she had the bacon strips as bookmarks. It was hysterical. I was laughing so hard. Oh, my God. That was the best. She's reading the pages when all these pages have bookmarks, and it's raw bacon strips. It's hysterical. And she's pulling them out after she reads them and puts them in this thing and lights them on fire. Oh, my God. It was great. She was
That was about the same time that Terry Jenkins burned a Quran,
yes.
And they all went ape crap.
Exactly. So she did it, and it was beautiful. It was like, all right, girl, my hat's off to you. That was fabulous. That was too funny. I mean, look, and then we've got this.
She was brave.
Yeah, we've got this creep in the White House who's just on the wrong side of every single item. That man is just pure evil. And there's so many people who, I mean, they call themselves Christians, and I'm sure they are, but there's actually hate in their hearts for this man. And I can't say I blame him, because every time I hear him speak and every time he does another evil thing, it just adds more fuel to the fire. I can't say
he's one of my favorite people, but I can't say he's even worthy of me hating. But I smile on my face when I think of what his end is.
Oh, I know. I absolutely agree. I mean, yeah, I think he's going to get what he deserves, I'm sure. I mean, I really have no doubt. And I have a feeling he's going to get it on this side, too. and of course, in the eternal side. But that's
well,
just
once
my
he's lost
guess.
Power, Michelle will probably leave Dumpy's butt and look for another power trip. She's going to try to ride on his coattails into office. There's idiots running around with Hillary and Michelle bumper stickers already.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
That's somebody that needs to be removed from the gene pool.
You know, yeah, exactly. I agree with you. I mean, I think that if I saw one and I actually could see the person driving the car, I would go, really? Are you kidding me? You know, it's like, but why would you waste your breath talking to somebody that's stupid, that is that brainwashed and has never read?
I try to give everyone a chance to explain to me why they feel the way or think the way they do. And then I try to give a logical response to that using a little tact, you know.
Yeah.
Sometimes it's very hard because some of these people are just totally, I mean, clueless.
Oh,
you
I know.
You wonder how do they get out of the house in the morning.
That's the part that astounds you, yes. I know. Well, the thing is, when the collapse hits, they won't be able to watch. You'll see you're going to separate the patriots from the morons real quick. And you know that, right?
Oh. When things start going bad, I think it's a sad thing.
Yes, it is. I actually feel sorry for them.
A lot of people are going to be in bad shape. But there's going to be those that were semi-prepared and those that are prepared and those that just know how to survive.
Sure.
That'll make it through this. You got to realize Obama's not a guy who could survive in the wilderness.
Yeah, but he's got underground bunkers. I mean, he's got all this money.
If he goes into one of those, he's never getting out.
I know. I have a feeling that you might have something to do with that, Bill. Or at least a thought behind it.
Well, I'm trying to put that thought out there. If these elitists try to flee underground, we should weld them in. Lock them in. Do whatever it takes. Never let them out again.
I agree. I'm totally with you on that one. Oh, my gosh. Yeah.
So they're basically abandoning everybody else when they do that.
Well, they're just pure evil, and they're cowards. Yeah, because they know they couldn't, they would never make it, and they know that we would turn on them like the French Revolution. They know that. Are you kidding me? I mean, they're kind of dumb, but they're not that dumb.
On the next meeting, I'm thinking that one of these days Vladimir is going to put Obama on his rear.
I hope so. I hope he clocks him. I'd pay money to see that. Wow. Oh, I know, because I'm sure he has to restrain himself. I'm pretty sure he does. And you got to know that Putin knows he's gay, the dude. I mean, he's got to know. I mean, I think everybody does, except the libtards, the idiots that keep voting for him. It's unbelievable. Yep.
I truly flip out when I see some of these politicians come on TV and say a quote that an 11-year-old can listen to and say, well, that's just plain stupid.
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
I know. So what else is new, Chad? Talk to me.
Not too much. Had a rough day at work.
Oh, that's a shame. Yeah, it's still
it's
early here.
Work.
It's about 5 minutes to 5
work.
p.m. But you know what?
I did explode at the gas station on some Mexicans.
Uh-oh, what happened?
I'm just tired of them speaking their Spanish in America. I mean, come on, everybody else don't need to hear that. They should speak English.
I know, so what did they say?
They really didn't say too much. One walked out, and then the, like, three or four customers ahead of me, they told me that, yeah, that it would be better if they would speak English. And even the cashier said that.
Well, see, that's the thing. At least you're smart enough and you have the courage to stand up and say what's true and what everyone else is thinking but just hasn't got the guts to say it. And because I get surrounded by them in every aspect of my life because I'm in California. I mean, they're just, you know, they're like mosquitoes in Indiana in the summertime.
I'm okay with them if they want to speak English.
But they won't.
Everybody can understand them. But if you don't want to speak English, then you need to go back home to Mexico.
I agree. And they won't do that because they're handed everything on a silver platter. They it's like a huge, you know, like they just open the vault of the bank and they give it to these people. I don't understand any of it. Our country is so screwed. It's so away from the founding, and everybody the people who don't understand it because they have grown up under this ridiculous corporate big government fascism is what I call it, where it's a nanny state, and they think that this is the way it has always been in this country, and that is can be not farther from the truth. And what we need to start educating these people is, look, and I said it at one meeting, get the government out of about 95% of what it's in right now, all of it. And tomorrow on my show, I've got a list. I have got a list of alphabet soup agencies. We're going to go through them one by one. But they think, these people absolutely think that nothing, they think like Obama, nothing can get done without the government. Well, I have news for these people. Back in 1850, Frederick Bastiat from Bayonne, France, wrote his little book called The Law, and he's talking the same way that Milton Friedman would talk and Thomas Sowell and many others. The government produces nothing, it has nothing, it creates nothing, it doesn't have money, it doesn't create jobs, it just is a force, like the law is force, like fire. And
money
George
is
Washington,
our money.
They print it.
That's what,
and then
it amazes me how many people don't really understand that still today, Linda. How many people actually think that the government has money? The only money they have is yours.
The same, they have to steal it from us. The same people who voted for the schmuck. That's how many believe this. And then, and even some of the idiots that vote for the R's, you know, the little R's.
Oh, the health care bill is so damn good that Congress is exempt from it.
Yep. And everybody else except their staff. It's ridiculous. And the head of the IRS is going, we don't want this. You know, I mean, it's just, you know, of course they don't. They're not completely stupid. They're just libtards. But I don't know. And as far as all of us coming together, I think that happened on Glenn's show today. He had a woman who considers herself a left winger. Somehow, and she gets the RD thing. She realizes that that's not viable anymore, and she's for the Constitution. So they had a really good conversation. And my point is, and we've talked about this before, but everybody needs to keep reminding people, whether you guys are at a town hall meeting or whether you're at city council meeting or a school board meeting, you have got to explain to them, you do not need the government to do these things. Charity that's what the churches were for. That's where it all came together. People helping others. That's why you tithe to the church. You know, somebody's sick or somebody needs a house rebuilt or something, or kids need clothing. The neighborhood, the church, the people, they do it. What do you think? There's the same hospital today, the very first hospital that was a private one that was put together back in the day. Ben Franklin went around door to door and got the money. It was just donations, you know, generosity, charity from the heart. And he didn't force anybody. It was not. He was just a collector. He wasn't the middleman. He wasn't somebody saying, you have to do this, and I'm going to have the IRS and all these, you know, minions come out and grabbing it. No. Just, and they built the hospital after a time. They got the money, and everything was good, and the people loved the idea, and those who had more could give more, and that hospital is still today. There's no reason why we can't do these things. That's another reason I sent that video out on that boat lift, because this is what it takes. You just pull up your sleeves and you do it. And that's who we really are. And if we could just get people to see it and stop with the minutiae, we'd be like 90% better off. Do you agree?
Oh, yeah.
I mean,
it's getting people to see it because they're being, you got a media that is distorting and sometimes just downright lying to you.
If there was a way to tar and feather people, they should be the first to go. I'm serious. Absolutely.
I would ask any of them, if you're so bright, then tell me who the billion people will be left when they get done depopulating everybody. And is your name on that list? Do you actually think your name is on that list?
Oh, my God. Absolutely. That would be a great question. But they would look at you like you had two heads. They wouldn't understand what you were talking about. I don't think they would. I think they're dumber than the politicians, and that's saying something. I mean, that I'm serious. They're not journalists, Bill. They're parrots.
Oh, no, they're too. They're self-centered, self-absorbed people.
They're like
a
these little things.
Journalist does something because he just it's out of love, the love to do it.
Look,
what
these
we
guys
have today are not journalists. They
have
are.
Have you ever seen inside of a big cage and a little bird, a parrot sitting on a little, you know, those little things, cute little things in there where they put their feet and they bob their heads up and down and they go, Polly, want a cracker? That's what our media is. That's what they remind me of, bobbing heads.
Yeah.
I mean, it's unbelievable.
They're the propaganda machine.
Yep, it is. Absolutely. It's this Karl Marx Indoctrination Center, and it's the boob tube. And I told, and when I was doing some emails yesterday and today, I told my friend, she was talking about that story where the young kid was shot. Remember the one that got shot in the face and the mother, I don't know, they didn't kill the mom, but they were robbing the mother and they killed the baby. It was like 18 months old in the stroller. And that was a white family, and they were black kids, and I think they were teenagers.
Yeah.
And of course, the media doesn't talk about that. No, no, no. Al Sharpton does talk about that. No, not on your life. And so I sent that one around, and my friend here in San Diego, she sent it back, and she says, yeah, I did hear about that. And she's so sad. So I wrote back to her and said, I said, now you know the reason why I get my news from the internet and from AM talk radio. So I just let her kind of chew on that for a while. You know, she'll probably get back to me, but in a day or two. It's unbelievable what we go through. And we have to fight it on so many levels. Although I'm seeing certain things happening. The referendum to get rid of the gender bender restrooms, that's going to be good. We've got people out there today and yesterday and probably for the next 30 days, whatever we are allowed to have, to get rid of Filner. People are working it. They're working it, Bill, because they've had it. People are finally at that. They've been pushed up against the wall, and they're pushing back.
I'm going to be attending a town hall meeting, unless they hold me out. and I'm going to be raising Cain. I'm going to be supporting a group, iFire from Indiana.
Yes. And what day is
it?
Town hall.
I think it's like a week away.
Okay. Okay.
And I'm gonna be there with them, supporting them in a arguing on this immigration deal. We don't
sure.
need no amnesty. No.
Oh my God.
We don't need any reform. We need something that you've always failed to do and you won't do now either. And we
right.
need enforcement. And that's the only thing lacking in our system at the moment is enforcement of the law. The law
and
is still the law. It has not been changed.
Right, and here's the other part you've got to hammer home. You have to tell them, shut off the money supply to these people. in every form that it comes down.
I think the American public deserves to know if their elected is invested with or in any business that caters to illegals by employing them, housing them, or any other thing aiding them, special catering to them specifically.
Right.
Those people shouldn't have a say in anything to do with this immigration bill deal because they are have a conflicting interest.
Exactly. And you have to remember, it's not just the people who are employing them, like these factories and the job, you know, the construction worker.
Those people need to be punished too.
I agree.
And I don't mean no wishy-washy punishment. They need to actually be punished accordingly.
And I want to know why. If you have a certain color of skin and you speak with an accent and your last name is Rodriguez or Martinez, that you go to the front of the line for food stamps, especially in my state, you get free health care, you've got kids in school, they're supposedly anchor babies, which is a crock of crap anyway. They have completely twisted everything in our Constitution to fit their own damn agenda. I've had it. They hand out money like it's flowing water. I am sick of it, and that needs to stop. All of it. They got in-state tuition in California for these people. They're criminals. They're alien invaders, and it's time it stopped.
They are foreign invaders. That's what I choose to call them most of the time, because foreign invaders, by that denotation, would allow our military to escort them out of the country.
Well, they have DHS and ICE, but nobody's doing it. That's the problem. You know,
they're being blocked from doing it.
I know, by this administration.
I had a county sheriff a couple of years ago. He was arresting them and sending them to be deported. They got him out. They stopped. The county commissioners came down on him hard. And the next time around, they made sure he wasn't in office.
Yeah, and what Lonnie was putting in, talking about the refunds, these people get refunds, and then they have like 20 people that they're supposedly supporting, and they're all in Mexico, and they send Social Security money. I mean, it's sick. Millions of dollars. We've got $21 billion annually in California the taxpayers have to shell out of their poor pockets to subsidize these people, and it's sick. It's absolutely beyond my comprehension. Tomorrow on my show, I'm going to go through it. This has been a long time since I read this book, and I remember Frank Winkle talking to me about it because he read it too, and he was like pretty ticked off when he read it, National Suicide, talking about the money that is eons of it, gobs of it, tons of it from the taxpayers. This is where your money goes. This does not pay the debt. Your taxation does not pay down the debt. It doesn't pay for anything because they print that crap. It pays for these god-awful, evil alphabet soup agencies, and it perpetuates it day in and day out. And all their little crony pet projects like Planned Parenthood and all their public-private partnerships and all the rest of it, and the EPA and the DHS and the ABC and the SLB. You know what I'm talking about. I mean, this is what's going on. To the tune of millions and millions and billions of dollars.
And it's a never-ending thing.
It goes
back to Davy Crockett.
I know. I remember.
He argued this very point on the halls of Congress once before. The government has no business in charity. Charity is an individual's choice, not the government's choice. So the government gives to the individual agencies for charity, supposedly, but they always end up supporting a political party.
Yeah. Oh,
a political party. Exactly why the government has no business being in charity, especially with other people's money.
Well, this
it's
is
our
the thing.
Give it back to us. It's our choice.
The thing is, these SOBs, especially Obama, they think that whatever you earn belongs to them. And they just like the old Politburo in Soviet. I mean, they all think this way. This is how they're their mindset is, and it's evil. And so this is something that, in fact, there's so many people who vote for the left, and even people on the right, doesn't matter. They're so uneducated, Bill, in these matters. They do not understand that this was never the intention. And I've had arguments online with people about the Federalist Papers and the original intent, and I can't get through to them because they've been indoctrinated with Marxism and Keynesian economics. I can't get through to them. There's no way, because they've never understood how hugely different it was. All they need to do is just go back to that Davy Crockett time when this is a pioneer spirit. We had barter, we had trade, we had honest money. This, you know, prior to the Civil War, they didn't have us by the throat and the ankles like they do now. So this is a big problem.
And
people
trying to tighten that stranglehold.
Oh my God! Absolutely.
People don't understand how dangerous.
Yep.
The healthcare bill was to any freedoms that we actually have. Because under the guise of healthcare, you can do damn near anything.
So I got an 812-498. Is that Lonnie?
That's Lonnie.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey.
Hello, Lonnie.
What do you think about our crazy radio show today?
Well, no, I like it. But like I said in the thing, I mean, come on. There's a guy the other day that was only 25, probably not been here in the States for more than 3 months, driving something better than me. Give me a break. I mean, these guys get away with shit.
He's probably living in a big house, Lonnie.
And like I said, it's a beaner. I mean, what else can you say? That's the nicest thing I can say about it.
You're there in Seymour, where I can give you an example named Royalty Construction.
Yeah?
Right.
Royalty Construction built their business on the backs of illegals. They were able to underbid anybody else because they used illegals. How many construction companies have went out of business, but look how big Royalty is now. And now Royalty is tied into the county government. Isn't that crazy?
Exactly.
Yep. Well, here's this is a huge problem here in California. Everywhere you go, and I'm sure it is in other parts of the country as well, but all these Home Depots and stuff where these contractors go out and in fact, some of them are large and small and medium-sized contractors and construction companies, and they'll go pick up these day laborers, and they're all lined. I mean, there's like, especially here in Encinitas, they're just lined up all over the place. They're just like 5-10 deep all over the parking lot, and it's very sad to see these things going on, and it's crazy. We've got right here in Carlsbad, I was a roommate of a woman who worked there for many years, and it was a factory, and they basically assembled parts for all electronics, like the insides of cell phones or iPads or whatever, you know, all those fancy things, and circuit boards. And it's very intricate work, but they used all illegals. And she happened to be a legal person. She came many years ago on a visa, and she waited and did everything she was supposed to. She went down and applied for it. She took her test. She passed the test. She got sworn in. She did it the right way. But like 9/10 of the people in that factory that she worked at never spoke a word of English, and they probably got underpaid, and they had to live when they were working under very strict conditions, like something out of a sweatshop in China. I mean, it's just unbelievable in my own neighborhoods. And Carlsbad is wealthy area, and so these people that own that company, I wish I could remember the name of it. I should have turned them in. But it wouldn't do any good.
Well, you know, when we talk about construction, I went out to Columbus, which is 13 miles away from here, and I did some junking one day. And they're building houses out right around both sides of the road. And drove in there, there was at least 15. And I guarantee half of those guys, they were all Mexicans, putting siding on. I guarantee half of those people didn't have the damn green cards to get away.
No.
So on the other side, there's 30 of them working.
Oh my God!
Putting up houses like they're just like candy. Because why? Because they're making money under the table. They're illegal.
Yep.
They don't have to worry about taxes.
I know.
It was just ridiculous.
Yeah,
that's pretty sad. That's why I say those who are invested in them, those who are invested in businesses that are catering to them and housing them and stuff, these people should be arrested.
I agree.
They're
not
aiding and abetting a foreign invasion.
That's true.
I just think we should just make a con, tell them that they all want a contest to go on a free trip and pick them all up and take them back to Mexico and say, and just stand there and say, now you come across, I'll shoot you. That's just my idea.
Oh, God. You guys are worse than I am. I mean, but.
I mean, get a big old bus. Yeah, I bet you if we put a bus out front that said Border Patrol, you'd see all of them scatter like rats.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
I mean, I've been married to a Filipino lady, and she works at a factory that has a lot of Hispanic people, and they run around there speaking Spanish all the time.
Mm-hmm.
She's legally here. She married an American. My cousin, he was in the Navy for 20-some years, almost 30, right around 30 years. And he brought her home, and she's been here, oh, gosh, years upon years. She's a legal citizen.
Right.
And she looked at them, and she was like, learn to speak English. You don't see me walking around going, ding, yong, yay.
What'd they say?
They didn't know what to say. She picked them out because here's this little Filipino girl screaming in her language. They didn't have no idea what she said.
Right.
And I myself, I'll walk by them, and I'll purposely speak in Russian or German or Korean or something to screw with their heads.
Good for you.
That's
what it's like.
I was in a place one time, the guy was speaking Spanish, and I started speaking Korean to him. He got all upset. He goes, I don't understand you. I said, then speak English.
Oh, good for you. What'd he do?
He spoke English.
Oh, awesome.
There were several other people standing there, and they all agreed with me.
Good, good.
I
guarantee
half of them know English. I
guarantee
half of them know English, Bill.
Crap. We've learned
that
in this country. We've learned that in this country. Sometimes it's an advantage not to speak at all.
Exactly.
Yeah. Well, here's the thing. Well, yeah, for the a lot of these guys are just terrified of getting deported, but I'm not excusing what they've done.
I'd be doing it.
You know, I'm not excusing their criminality for coming across here at all, not by any stretch. But I think a lot of them understand more English than they let on. They may not be able to speak it as well as, you know, another person who's trying to learn it. But I think when they hear it, because of the influence of television. And, you know, and being immersed in it, they understand it.
Even if they try, that's all I ask. Try it.
I absolutely, absolutely. You will garner a lot more respect.
The fact that it's being forced on our children and on us, that is what upsets me the most. Languages are an elective, except for English in this country.
It's crazy.
I
know.
It should still be that way. You should have a choice if you want to learn a foreign language, and you should have a choice of what foreign language you can learn. I had a choice between Spanish, German, and Latin.
Wow.
I took 4 years of Latin.
Good for you. That'll help you get all of them.
Well, I was going to have Latin when I to further my education anyway.
Yep. That's amazing. Well, we got about 12 minutes left, and you guys, I'm not sure what else we want to talk about, but...
I'm still upset about this all-out attack on Christianity at every aspect, through the military, through abortion, through gay rights, whatever, through Islam attack and stuff, constant attack on Christianity.
But when you do that to a Muslim, it's a hate crime.
Yeah, if we were to treat any other religion this way, except for the Jews and the Christians, it would be a hate crime.
Well, I know, but see, what I have seen on the blogs on there's this guy, and he's actually from Georgia, and his name's Scott, and he's up on my wall because I somehow got involved with him because he was cracking me up. He did a few YouTubes on, he calls them his 17-minute Obama rants, and talking about, he says, look, you guys, this guy's a Muslim. If you can't see that, you're blind. You have no sight. and you know, just with everything that has gone on, everything he's revealed about himself, this evil usurper in the White House, I don't even like, I can't listen to him. I can't look at him. I sometimes hear snippets of things from talk radio where he's speaking, and I'm just I'm turning green because I can't take this guy anymore. But you know, he's on the wrong side of everything. He is absolutely, they prop him up there like some scarecrow from The Wizard of Oz, and they've got a stupid teleprompter, and they've got strings pulling his arms and, you know, moving his lips, and he lies constantly. That whenever he does that stutter thing and he stops, it's because he's trying to figure out how to lie and what to come out of his stupid mouth. And when he doesn't have the prompter, it's constant stuttering because he's not that smart. He's evil. Oh, he knows a lot of things, and he can speak when he's got his stupid speechwriters and his idiotic teleprompter, but that's as far as it goes. He is just a usurper that was planted in that office by the shadow party, shadow government, the evil ones. And they had to use this half-black, half-white piece of garbage because they could play their stupid race card.
I was once a member of a union committee in Columbus, Indiana, and it always amazed me that this one guy that all these other people thought was so smart was because he could talk and say 1,000 words when he could have said whatever it was in 10.
Sure.
And it didn't take me long to figure out that Obama is just like this guy.
Sure.
He can talk for a long time, but he isn't saying nothing.
It's and when he does, it's the same stuff he's been talking about since 2008. It's the
because
same garbage.
Doesn't know anything.
No, I know.
He's not a brilliant mind like a Thomas Sowell or
he can't think for himself. No.
Because I'm seeing liberal commentators like Juan Williams and Bob Beck, but once in a while, go totally against Obama.
Oh, I know. Absolutely. Finally. I mean, it takes a lot, doesn't it?
I heard Juan Williams say that, why is Obama wanting to support the Muslim Brotherhood? They are our enemies.
Exactly. Well, we lost Lonnie, but Lonnie, you're still in the chat room. Thanks for calling in. That was a lot of fun. And I know Chad's with us, too. The guy is, I believe, is a Muslim. I believe that he was just completely indoctrinated in Marxism from the time he was 10 years old. I think that he has been hanging out with he even said it out of his own stupid mouth, the radicals and the, you know, the Alinskyites and the Karl Marxes the complete radicals of society were his choice always. And then he's smoking dope and snorting coke and having gay lovers and traveling all over the damn world. What the hell was he doing all over the world traveling abroad? Probably running dope or smuggling secrets or something. Who the hell knows what he was doing? The guy's just evil. He's a slithery snake. I can't stand him. And I'm glad that that the bikers are going to D.C. I think that's going to be great. What a showdown. That's going to be great. Go ahead. Are you back?
Go ahead. I don't know where we go from here. I'm getting like Ron. I'm getting a little frustrated. I'm getting a little nervous at all the things I see going on. The constant attacks on religion, the constant, the common core crap where they're trying to brainwash our children.
Oh, I know.
These days.
Agenda 21, Hispanics, amnesty, all of it.
The whole Agenda 21 thing. It's like you could just get people to wake up and realize if we could tear out 3 of the pillars of Agenda 21, if we could tear out the destruction of our culture through amnesty and the Muslim asylum and all this asylum crap, and if we could turn our culture around and reestablish some morality, the economic destruction, I don't know that there is a way out of that. I don't know how you get out of that.
I just saw another one, a brand new one. It says, church forced to cancel mass first time in 1,600 years. And this is...
Yeah,
in
Egypt. Egypt has some of the oldest Christian churches.
I know. The Coptic Christians.
Christian cultures on the earth. And it's being destroyed. And our government supports those that are destroying it. That should tell Christians around this globe something.
Oh, it's crazy. It's evil what's going on. And... it's getting worse by the second in Egypt. I don't know what's going to become of that poor country and what's going to happen with. Can you imagine the price of oil when this thing hits? I mean, because they're egging on World War III. Israel's going to get into it. I know that Syria and Russia and China will probably be in on it. And guess what? You know, we'll be right in the middle of it. It's crazy. And then Bill writes, thanks everyone who called in or listened. Blessings. Keep the faith. We will win in the end. Yeah, we've already won. It's just we got to go through some hard times, and some of us won't make it through as far as that goes. But that's okay.
We've got to give it our best shot.
You betcha. Yep. I'm never surrendering. No. No, not to tyranny.
I just can't see that I can't see that happening. I can't see Chad doing it. And no. I can't see these other people around us doing it. It's a sadness that we have to think this way. It's a sadness that our nation has come to this kind of ideals being thrown around because of the conditions and stuff and all the grabs of power.
Oh,
the
my
dictator-like ship that's being established over us.
Yep. They've done it.
We've got to get on board to get rid of some of these organizations. The EPA has got to go.
I agree with you. Oh, I hate
FEMA
that.
Camp. Bull crap. Get rid of those.
Chemtrails. The United Nations. All of it.
Well, wait a minute.
All
of it. We may need them to put some of these people in.
All right. Let me do a 41 seconds. Stay with me, both of you guys. Okay. Hang on a sec. Promo. If I can get it to work. Sometimes they don't work. Blog Talk is a pain. There we go.
Blog Talk Radio and Patriot Family is where you need to be if you want to be informed and inspired 5 days a week. On Monday at 7:30 p.m., you can listen to the Constitution Hour. On Tuesday at 7 p.m., you can listen to Patriot Family Chat. On Wednesday at 7 p.m., you can listen to Right from the Left Coast. On Thursday at 6 p.m., you can listen to Patriot Education. And on Friday at 7 p.m., you can listen to Exposed But Never Forgotten. All times are Eastern Standard Time. Hope to see you there.
And we're back. Thanks for listening to the promo, guys. And my guest, I don't know who that is, but I'm glad you hung out for the whole show. We've only got 3 minutes left, and I want to ask Bill to give us a parting thought here, and then I'll do Keep the Change, and we'll get ready for my show tomorrow. So what do you got for
family? I have a family reunion this weekend. And my parting shot is this. I think of all the people out there who's helping, trying to fight against this evil that's invaded our land.
Yep.
They are my family. And I think of them in the same retrospects as I think of my blood family that I'll be seeing and visiting with this weekend. Wish everybody God's many blessings. Keep you safe. God bless.
Yeah, God bless to everybody. Thanks, Chad, Bill, guest, Lonnie. Awesome. I'm just going to play a little music, and I'll see you guys 7 p.m. tomorrow Eastern for Right from the Left Coast. I'm hoping that it'll be a great show. We'll get some more stuff going on with the alphabet soup agencies we'd like to get rid of. So have a great night. Just a little music, and we'll take it away.
My freedom, I'll keep my guns, try to keep my money and my religion too, try to keep on working, try to keep on smiling, I will keep my Christian name and y'all can keep the change. I'll keep my heroes, pictures on the wall, I'll keep my family safe, you bluff and I'll call. I'm gonna keep my big B8, keep my friends the same, keep the government out of my business, and y'all can keep the change. This country sure as hell been going down the drain. We know what we need, we know who to blame. United Socialist States of America. How do you like that name?
Good night, guys. Have a great one.